Seems like your team kind of buckled it down pretty good in front of you tonight, but you also sort of took care of your business too.
Yeah, I think the guys did a great job in front of me. I mean, being able to score four on Dallas is, you know, a huge feat, and obviously Ottinger's, you know, an unbelievable goalie, and just Dallas in general is so good defensively. So, I think just it was a really good team win.
There weren't a lot of second chances they got in the game tonight. There was a couple of, but not many.
Yeah, I think the guys did a great job in front of me. Just a huge credit to the guys being able to box guys out, you know, not giving those second chances, being able to get in front of lanes, get sticks. And, I mean, they could have had a lot, but we were able to just play a good defensive game, especially in the second period. They had a couple 3-on-2s where we, you know, ended the play where they could add a backdoor tap. And so, huge credit to those guys.
You had a stretch in the first, about 12 and a half minutes. You didn't face a shot. What do you do as a goalie to stay in it at that point?
Yeah, you just try to stay mentally engaged, watching the play, skating around, try to stay loose and just ready to make the first save. Sometimes it's tougher some nights than others, but I think that's, as a goalie, you go through that quite a bit. So, I've been lucky to have a lot of experiences with that, so know what works for me.
Are you into a role now where you figure you're going to be playing pretty much every night?
I have no idea. My job is just to stop the puck, and whenever they tell me to do that, I'm going to do my best to do that.
It is five consecutive starts. The goalies always like to play. Do you feel the rhythm? Does it make a difference for you now?
Yeah, I mean, everyone loves to get as many starts as they can, obviously. Being able to get into a rhythm, I think, is massive. Just kind of, feeling the flow of the game. You're always kind of ready every single game you go into. You have a good routine, and, you just start kind of, just like what you said, you get into a rhythm, and that's a good spot to be at.
Are there diminishing returns on that front, or is too much, or is that not a thing?
Depends who you are. Right now, for me, I'm, I guess that makes sense. I think for me, I love it. I mean, I'd like to think that I could play every single game. Sometimes back-to-backs are obviously tough for goalies to play. So, whenever anyone tells me to go in the net, I'll be happy to nod my head yes.
Mattias Ekholm, are you more impressed with his defensive game or with his beard game?
Definitely his defensive game, but his beard is outstanding. We were actually talking about that today, and I was saying that if I was a player, I'd probably try to grow a beard like that instead of the muzzy. But yeah, I love that look, and I wish I was able to do that, but I'll never do that.
Too itchy under the mask.
Sorry?
Too itchy.
Yeah, just the mask. I think I got a chin guard, right? So I'd be a little bit uncomfortable with a huge beard coming out. So.
He was actually quite complimentary of your mustache today, though. We were asking him about it, and he had some pretty nice things to say about the upkeep and the quality of it.
Well, I really appreciate that. He's an awesome guy. He's so much fun to have around, and it seems like it's been such an easy transition. He comes in and he's just, feels like a brother. So that's very nice of him to say, and whatever he said about my mustache, I've given it right back to him for his beard.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.